You know, there's nothing really that can compare in families to the birth of a newborn. Now, everybody just gets excited. And everybody says, oh, ain't he cute or ain't she cute? Not always. My mother said I was the ugliest baby she believed she'd ever seen in her life. As a matter of fact, she was so stressed on how ugly I was. What they call the ladies that came around to the house? Midwife. Yeah. Ruth Flanders. Ruth said, Helen, I'll take him. No, I guess I'll keep him. But the birth of a newborn brings joy to a family. God has always, before time began, declared that he wanted joy in the heart of his creation. God is love. And love wants to bring joy continually. I want you to be a joyous human being. And so God sets in motion the order of existence. Now, the Lord's been dealing with me for quite some time. Some think he's been dealing with me to finally retire and let young folk come in. Well, he may be doing that, but he is dealing with me on making sure that I get a message across that I really did not understand myself until the past few months. Next year, we're focusing on what we believe. We're focusing on what we believe and who we believe. Have you ever asked that first sermon of 2020, which is January the 5th, that Sunday morning, I'm going to be bringing the scripture to you that will help you focusing on the questions that I've heard and I've asked when I was small. Who created God? Where did God come from? That Sunday morning, I'm going to bring a message from God that I believe will give you some true light on that very subject. Where did God come from, or who created God? I think you'll find the answer quite interesting and very joyous. For it is joy that God said, I want to bring to you. And I want you to know something, says God. This joy from me is personal to you. It's just not going to be a group joy thing. I'm going to bring to you, listen to me. I'm going to bring to you, God comes down, born as a baby in a manger, sending his only begotten son. I'm bringing him to you. I am bringing joy to your whole existence. Those of you who are born during the generation or the age of the church, which Jesus, Christmas, brought into being when Jesus was born, are going to be of all generations the most blessed. Woo! Full grace. That just brings joy to me. I'm joyous for many reasons. Because you see, I know that I'll never see death. That makes me pretty happy. And you all might as well get happy with it, because you got to live with me through eternity if you know Jesus. Now, I'll be already there by the time a lot of you get there. But I want you to know it'll be me and it'll be you. And yes, according to Scripture, we will recognize one another. You got that? We will recognize one another. We will serve throughout eternity, our Lord. You're going to learn about that next year also. We believe. And the Lord says, I want you to have joy. So I'm going to bring joy to you. Jesus brought his son. God brought his son, Jesus. Jesus had a family. Now don't get all messed up with what you see on TV. The church is his offspring. You, believers, we are the family of Jesus. And Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. He said, I have come for you. God's original Christmas gift. Oh, that first Christmas morning was awesome, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Yes. Had to be awesome. And as Brother Randy was saying, yeah, those shepherds pretty shook up. I have a feeling that night, Brother Randy, that the only ones that were calm were the sheep, but they were bad. Because God Almighty brought light to the world. And not only was that his personality, but it was his whole being to indwell the spirit of mankind. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Merry Christmas. God says, I have given you my son. I want you to anticipate the joy of the gift of Jesus. As a kid and as a teenager and in my early 20s, anyway, it all focused on getting. Have you noticed that? Get, get, get. But then when that joy starts taking over life, you realize something. You get joyous over giving. The more you get Christian, the more you should want to give. And the more you should give. To honor our Lord and Savior. I've listened to people say, yeah, but I can't help this or I can't help that because there's nobody to take care of me. Got news for you. The only personality in your life that will take care of you is Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can take care of you. Your earthly parents want to fix every wound in your life, and they sure want to give you advice. They want to make certain that everything is fixed for you because they love you. Jesus says it's already fixed for you. Follow me. I will take care of you. I believe that. I'll never be alone. I'll never die alone. Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me. Luke 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, talking to the shepherds. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Whosoever will, let him come. Merry Christmas. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Merry Christmas. Whosoever will, already have, says God. Merry Christmas. I have given to you the best, my best. I have given to you my all. In all. And my all is all you will ever need. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time came. Fullness, that's why God talks about what we call time. You're going to learn something next year. See, time is not relevant with God. It's only relevant with us. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born of law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. What a family. And every one of us are adopted into that family. What a family. The pure welding of God's love. Bonding us to the body of his son. And his son is not dead. You know the only reason Jesus died Yeah, it was for our salvation. But the only reason he died, to conquer death, so you and I would never see it. Whew. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So he could conquer that which so many would feel. So therefore, he conquered death, but he had to die to do it. And when he did, and he came back from that tomb, he looked at us and said, "You'll never, ever have to go through this. I conquered. Merry Christmas." What a gift. Direct from God. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his gift. That is too wonderful for words. Oh, you're going to learn about that too. Whew, going to be a good year. You see, the Holy Spirit begins a work in us. But God has said, now listen to me. When my Spirit begins a work in you, I want you to be aware of something. It will be my Spirit that will complete it. I don't care how much education you have. It's good to get education. And the more that we get, the more we want to study, the more we want to learn. That's good. But don't have anything do you going to heaven. Don't have anything to do with your living. You know what has to do with your eternal living? Jesus Christ, born in a manger in Bethlehem. Born in a cave and put in a manger. But I don't let me mess it up for you. Jesus Christ came for you and me. Knew my name. Now you listen to me. He knew my name. And he says, I'm your gift. Merry Christmas, Larry. See what a Christmas present I got as a young boy when I said yes to Jesus. I don't know whether it was December or not. I don't remember what month it was, but I do remember this. I said yes to Jesus Christ. He saved my soul. Merry Christmas to me. I got Jesus. Merry Christmas. It is a blessing. You see, it's a joy to know life is not in charge of me or you. You want peace? Jesus said, I'll give you peace. You're in a mess in life. You're in a family mess. You're in a work mess. You're in a school mess. Well, anybody saying school's in a mess? You're in these messes? I got news for you. I know the one that takes care of all messes. How do I know? You have no idea how many of my messes he's taken care of. And you know what he always does? Dusts me off. Yeah, because I'm always in that ditch of life. Pulls me out, dusts me off, gives me a hug. Go get them. You don't have time to whine about your aches and pains, Larry. Go get them. Tell them about the joy you have and where it came from. Let them see what I have done. Glorify your King. Next, I want us to celebrate the receiving of the gift. Come on now. It's a one-of-a-kind gift given to us by God. Listen to me. It's a gift. God walks and God says, here you go. Here's my son. Oh, by the way, when you accept my son as my gift to you, you accept eternal happiness and peace and joy. You accept eternal power from me. And you accept the fact that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what's the problem? The problem is us. God offers. But you have to accept the gift. You have to accept the gift. See, that's our problem. We see the future in the God who created future. And he's given and offered to us the gift of that eternal life in that future. But one thing you have that no other of all God's creation has. You're the only one, only species. You have the right of free choice. You can choose Christ or you can reject him. Now, I don't know about you. I don't ever remember refusing a gift on the Christmas tree. I am guilty of peeping. I'm also guilty of getting caught for tearing a wrapping off. And mice can't do that. I learned that. Don't blame it on a mouse. But you see, God looks at you and he looks at me. He says, I love you. Oh, and by the way, Larry, you're going to mess up. No. Yes. And I'm going to pick you up. And I am going to give to you the joy that is unspeakable. Why, it's full of glory. What joy? Luke 2:11, for today in the city of David, there had been born, listen to this, look at it, there had been born for you. Woo! What a gift. Individually, special. Born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:13, suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased, or upon whom his pleasure falls. Peace among men with whom he is pleased. You know what pleases God? Me to accept the gifts that he offers. Larry, I want to give you a blessing. Thank you, Lord. What is it? Well, I'm going to give you cancer. All right. Wasn't expecting that one. Then, by the way, Larry, you know all the fun you had in Vietnam? I'm going to give you Agent Orange poisoning. Praise the Lord. What a gift. No, I really wasn't acting that way. Until I realized something. God had a lesson for me to learn. And that's how he chose to teach me. And he says to me, your pastor, now you preach the word the way I give it to you. And through it all, live or die, you stand strong and you tell them the truth. But they ain't gonna like it. Well, Lord, I wasn't too happy about the cancer part. But you know something? I'm alive today. You see me? I really am alive. Oh, I beat cancer so far. Sort of enjoyed the battle myself. I'm beating the other part. You know how I'll win it? When the Lord said, okay, that's enough. Larry, you are a mess. Look at your body. You're falling apart. Come on home. Woo! Merry Christmas to me. You see, the time on earth is but a twinkling. All you young people, you listen well to me. Pretty soon you're going to be old and wrinkled just like me. I'd cheer you up. Merry Christmas. Yeah, you will if you live long enough. That's going to happen. But I got news for you. Because of that first Christmas, God says, I'm going to rebuild you. Whew. Now, Larry, you can't see me. You can't be in my presence in the human body. So in order for me to truly fulfill the joy in your life, I have to remove you from that body because it's a mess. And I'm going to bring you in my presence. But by the way, I'm going to give you a new body. I'll give you a spiritual body. But I'm going to also resurrect from the grave that old messed up body that you have now. And I'm going to glorify it. And you're going to look like my son. Woo! That's a blessing. You better believe it excites me. Death? What are you talking about? That's only a physical thing. I happen to be a spiritual being just like you are. And yeah, The one who created me to begin with is the very one who said, and I'm going to do it again. Adam messed it up. First Adam, Scripture says the second Adam, Jesus Christ, cleaned it up. So you're clean, clear through, washed by the blood of the Lamb. Third, demonstrate gratitude for the gift. Demonstrate gratitude for the gift. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Open the gift. I can't just take the gift. I got to open it. Here's salvation. How many of us have got tricked and trapped? I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I know, because this is the gift from God, and the gift is unwrapped. Oh, you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. But the gift, open the gift. The gift is full of blessings. The gift is full of talents. The gift is full of callings. The gift is full of love forevermore. Sad. I had to be as old as I was to finally see it the way God wanted me to see it to begin with. He called me to preach. And a call to preach is a call to get educated. But you see, not just seminary, not just that stuff. Got through half of that in the garbage when I left. Not just that. The education comes from you and you and you and especially you. It comes from each one of us, because each individual personality is a blessing to me. It is a blessing because God says, here's a blessing. I want you to use this blessing to grow. Eric was a blessing to me growing up. Half the time I couldn't catch him when he was running through the halls up here. A blessing, individually. And God sent Jesus, individually, to touch you, Brother Randy, individually. And then later in life, we start opening it up. Oh, Lord, that's right. You did call me to teach, to preach, to sing, didn't you? And then we want to shut it back up real quick. Well, it's too late now. Actually, folks, never too late. Are you breathing? If you're breathing, it's not too late. As long as you're in this human condition, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, period. What a gift. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Because you see, without a Merry Christmas, you're not going to have a Happy New Year. May God's blessings be upon His holy word. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Merry Christmas.